Imagine walking into a workplace where everyone is energized, connected, and passionate about their work. Now contrast that with reality. Only 30% of employees feel truly engaged at work. This stark disconnect is what drove Glenn Elliott to create Build It, not just another business book, but a revolutionary framework born from his journey from disengaged employee to founder of Reward Gateway. What makes this approach so powerful is its rejection of quick fixes in favor of fundamental cultural transformation. As technology accelerates business cycles, companies with disengaged workforces simply can't adapt quickly enough to survive. The book has become essential reading at LinkedIn and American Express, with Richard Branson calling it essential for any leader wanting to engage their team. At the heart of truly engaged workplaces is the Engagement Bridge TM, a comprehensive model of 10 interconnected elements that create workplace magic when working together. Unlike approaches focusing on isolated perks, the bridge recognizes that engagement emerges from multiple elements in concert. Open and honest communication builds essential trust as the foundation. Purpose, mission, and values provide direction beyond profit. Leadership and management ensure alignment between promises and delivery. Job design, learning, and recognition create meaningful roles where people grow. Pay and benefits, workspace, and well-being provide stability, though alone cannot create engagement. What's revolutionary is understanding that company culture isn't a separate element, but the output of the bridge itself. Culture emerges from recruitment practices, decision-making, and leadership behaviors. All bridge elements represent controllable inputs organizations can invest in. Even modest improvements create competitive advantage, and meaningful engagement doesn't require massive resources. Companies of all sizes can implement effective strategies by focusing on elements with greatest impact for their workforce. Disengagement often stems from lack of trust. The Edelman Trust Barometer reveals a telling gap. 64% of executives trust their companies, compared to just 48% of rank-and-file employees. This creates a structural challenge. Power concentrates at the top, while information resides at the bottom, with management aware of only 4% of frontline problems. Organizations with strong communication cultures benefit from improved trust, better goal alignment, and lower risk decisions through diverse perspectives. Rebel companies achieve this through 5 key behaviors: defaulting to transparency, explaining the why behind decisions, making room for dissent, communicating continuously with emotion, and investing in lateral transparency between departments. Buffer demonstrates radical transparency by publicly sharing all salaries, pricing, revenues, and expenses, increasing job applications by 50%, and eliminating pay inequalities by removing places to hide discrepancies. Similarly, when Australian car manufacturer Holden learned its plant would close in 4 years, they chose transparency over secrecy. The result? Workplace metrics improved by 20-30%, attendance increased, and car quality reached world-class standards, proving honesty builds trust even in challenging circumstances. Purpose, mission, and values, PMV, give culture direction and methodology. Mission defines your organizational goal, purpose explains why it matters, and values codify how you'll achieve it. Research shows employees who find purpose in their work manage stress better and resist burnout. However, values must be lived through actions. Companies need to recruit, reward, and promote based on these values for authenticity. G-Adventures demonstrates this with 5 simple values: love, lead, embrace, create, do, guiding decisions across cultures. When employees noted that keeping customer deposits for canceled trips contradicted their values, they created a lifetime deposit system. Car Trawler shows how values can evolve, transitioning from startup values to their hopes framework while preserving their essence during growth. The most engaging organizations use values as daily decision-making tools, connecting employees to something larger than themselves. When people understand why their work matters and see values consistently applied, they bring their full selves to work. Technology has democratized workplace power. Today's leaders face evaluation from both bosses and staff, with employees voicing opinions through platforms like Glassdoor. Leaders now operate in a transparent environment where their actions are constantly scrutinized. We're transitioning from command and control to leadership by consent as employees demand accountability. A study of 350 millennials showed they want leaders who admit mistakes, serve as role models, and provide coaching. The CEO's primary job is delivering results by creating an environment where employees can and want to excel. VaynerMedia demonstrates this through Chief Heart Officer Claude Silver's whiteboard sessions, one-on-one coaching helping employees discover personal mission statements. These sessions have contributed to low attrition rates by meeting millennials' growth needs. St. John Ambulance practices consultative leadership by starting decisions with a clean sheet of paper within defined parameters rather than presenting predetermined options. This approach yields better decisions by leveraging frontline expertise, as seen in improved admin hub designs based on employee input. Most jobs aren't designed at all, just collections of tasks assembled with little thought for the performer. This creates boring roles where people can't distinguish between good and bad workdays. Good jobs require skill utilization, meaningful output, appropriate challenge, and sufficient autonomy. The ideal combination is demanding work paired with high autonomy. These are the jobs people love. Effective job design prioritizes trust over approval and freedom over process. Leaders must accept occasional missteps that come with autonomy rather than restricting freedom when errors occur. Atlassian exemplifies this through three innovation approaches: encouraging daily innovation via their Be the Change You Seek value, structured 20% time where teams dedicate one day weekly to innovation, and quarterly ship it events, 24-hour sprints for personally inspiring projects. Their work futurist notes, your business starts to feel like a laboratory that celebrates experiments, generates new ideas, seeks feedback, and nimbly evolves. Valve Corporation takes this further with Flatland, a completely flat structure without management hierarchy. Their handbook states, when you're an entertainment company that spent the last decade recruiting the most intelligent, innovative, talented people on earth, telling them to sit at a desk and do what they're told obliterates 99% of their value. Creating an engaging workplace requires many small choices across the 10 bridge team elements that collectively form your culture. Successful companies shift from policies built on distrust to approaches that treat employees as responsible adults. The elements of engaging cultures reflect principles we learned in childhood: telling the truth, trusting people, admitting mistakes, and being kind. As J.J. Abrams notes about managing people, it comes down to instinct, intuition, and the golden rule of treating people as you want to be treated. Whether leading an established company or startup, the key is to start making changes. Begin by assessing your organization across the 10 bridge team elements, identify improvements, and assemble your rebel army of allies who can help create impact. Despite technology transforming work, the fundamentals of human connection remain constant. People want to feel valued, trusted, and part of something meaningful. Thriving companies recognize that engagement isn't just an HR initiative, it's the essential foundation for business success.